We are starting a new Masechta, Masechtas Temura. Now, there's a law in the Torah that if you have a carbon in front of you, carbon oila, carbon shlamim, and you take another animal, which is an animal that's not a carbon, and you say, I want to transfer kedusha from the carbon to this animal. And I say, I want to make a temura, I want to switch the kedusha from this animal, the oila, onto this animal, this chulin animal. The halacha is, you're either alive, you get Malkus, that's number one. Number two, it didn't really work. They are both Kaddish. That's what the Pasuk says, Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer oisei toiv b'ra rabbe toiv. Im hama yomer, if you do the tmura, if you do the switch, behem behem ava yahu usmurasi ya Kaddish. They're both going to be Kaddish anyway, but you're still either alive by doing the switch called a tmura. And after that akdama, we will start the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, akol mamirim, all type of people could do tmura. We'll see what that's coming to include. Echad anashim ve'echad nashim, men, ladies, they all could do tmura. Loish adam reshay lo hamir. Not that's muta. Elashim hamir. If you did this tmura, mumar, it works. Pesayv ekes abayim. You get malchus. Ask the Gemara kasha. The Mishnah starts off saying akol mamirim. It sounds like a slichatila. Hagufa kasha. Amrit akol mamirim lichatila. It sounds like you're allowed to do a tmura. V'hadatani. And right afterwards, the Mishnah says, "Lo yisha adam reshay lahomer," that you're not allowed to do it. So make up your mind. Are you allowed to do this? You're not allowed to do this. And for the Gemara, avada, it's the eved. Eved tizbra, I'll bring a raya, akoil mamirim lechatchila. I'll bring a avada, it's the eved. Why? Because you're going to tell me it's the chatchila? Adekash loch mastisim. Forget about asking the end of the Mishnah. Tikshaloch kra, tikhsiv, lo yachlifenu, lo yame oisai. It says in the Pasuk, Lo yachlifenu, v'lo yom ha'oisai. It's a first Pasuk. You don't have to ask me a question from the end of the Mishnah. You can ask me a question from a Pasuk. That is, again, let's just repeat over the Gemara. Remember the Kasha, Agufa Kasha, Amr Tekom Amirim Lechatchila, V'hadotani lo yishadim reshoi lohamer is de'evet. That's Mara's Kasha. I'll ask you a better Kasha. It's a Pasuk. V'tizbara, Hakom Amirim Lechatchila, the Kasha lechom asisim, tikshlech kra, dechsev lo yachlifenu, v'lo yom ha'oisai. It's a kasha from a pasuk, so the Mishnah Kol Mamirim can't be dafka. Ela Marav Yehuda Hachiktani Hakol Matvisim B'Tmura. Anyone who does a tmura, it works. Echad Anoshim, Say Men, Echad Anoshim, Say Ladies. Lo Yisha Adam Rishoy LaHamir. Doesn't mean it's Mutter. Shem Hamem Mumah Masevet Barim. But if you did it, it works, and you get Malkus. The Mishnah is changing what Hakol Mamirim is teaching us. Not that Hakol Mamirim that's Mutter to do. Anyone who does it, it works, and they both become Kaddish. Even an Isha does it. Echa Anoshim ve'echad Noshim. Even an Isha does it, if she does a Temura, it will work, it will be Chal, and both will be Kaddish. And that's what Akol Mamirim teaching us. Akol Matvisim ve'temura. Akol Matvisim ve'temura. That will be the thing that is teaching us. That it works. So that's what we learned in the Mishnah. Vada, it's Osir to do, because it's get Malkus, but it works, and anyone could do it. It says, Hakol Mamirim, Echad Anoshim, Echad Anoshim. So what's it coming to include, Hakol Mamirim? It's coming to say something more than men and ladies, because it says, Hakol. Zok Tamar, Hakol HaSuyeh Mai. Zok Tamar, HaSuyeh Yairish. It's coming to Marbe, even a Yairish. That means, if someone Yarshins from his father an Oila, it's not his Oila, his father made the Oila, never brought it on his back, and now he Yarshined it, he inherited it. The question is, could he make a Tmura on the animal? So we're saying over here, we're coming to a marba that a yerush could make a tmura. Hakoil la suye yerush. With the loik Rav Yehuda, not like the Tana Rav Yehuda holds that you cannot do this. The Tanya, we learned in a brisa, yerush soymich yerush meimer. Divrei meimer. Meimer holds a yerush, someone who yarshes an animal. First of all, does smicha, and second of all, he can make a tmura. Rav Yehuda meimer yerush ainu soymich, the yerush ainu meimer. A Yerush cannot do smicha and he can't do temura. My time with the Rabbi Yehuda. What's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Yalev tchilas hekdesh misayf hekdesh. He learns out tchilas hekdesh misayf hekdesh. Ma soif hekdesh Yerush einoy soimich. Just like soif hekdesh Yerush cannot do smicha. Av tchilas hekdesh Yerush einoy meimer. Psst. Av tchilas hekdesh Yerush einoy meimer. Just like the beginning of hekdesh. Just like by the beginning, when we say beginning here, we mean temura. That's just making something hekdesh. And when we say the end, we mean something's hekdesh for a long time, right? They ain't doing smicha. So we're calling smicha seif hekdesh, and we're calling temura tchilas hekdesh. So Rabbi Yehuda says, he learns tchilas hekdesh miseif hekdesh. Ma soif hektish yairish, just like by the soif hektish yairish ain't a seimach, just like by the end of hektish yairish cannot do smicha, after chilas hektish yairish ain't a meimer. Also, by the beginning, can't do tmura. Now, how do you know smicha itself? A smicha guf from an alan. But he was learning out tmura from smicha. Just like smicha cannot be done, which is soif hektish, same thing tmura can't be done. How do you know smicha can't be done by a yairish? So he didn't have a miyat in the pasuk for that. V'smicha gufa menalan, t'losa kabonai k'siv. It says in the pasuk three times kabonai. It says by shlamim, v'zevach shlamim kabonai. It says later on the parasha minat soyin kabonai, and then it says me'ez kabonai. It says kabonai, your carbon, three times. Coming to exclude certain things. V'smicha gufa menalan, t'losa kabonai k'siv. Chad kabonai v'loi kabonai v'chavim. One's coming to exclude your carbon and not a carbon of a guy. There is no smicha by a carbon of a guy. That means, of course, a guy cannot do smicha himself. It says, if some chubnei Yisrael, not a guy. But even a carbon of a guy, you cannot, a Yisrael can't do smicha on a carbon of a guy. Carbon noiv like carbon of a chav. That's one meat. V'chad carbonoiv like carbon chavei, right? Your carbon, not your friend's carbon. V'chad carbonoiv like carbon of him. Another meat is, not the carbon of your father. So we see there's no smicha by Yairish. So come to Rav Yehuda, learn that's tmura from smicha, just like smicha cannot be done by Yerush, tmurus cannot be done by Yerush. And our Mishnah says akol suyamai is not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's like Rabbi Meir holds you could do smicha by Yerush, and therefore you could do tmura by Yerush. But Rabbi Meir dem Yerush shaymech. Rabbi Meir holds Yerush could do smicha. So what does he do with the third karbanai? Well, chsiv karbanai. What's coming to teach us? When Boyle Rabbi is called bali chayiv masmicha, that's teaching us that if someone has a shutif, they all have to do smicha. And that's what it's teaching us. The Karbonai says every person is called Karbonai and every person has to do smicha. Rabbi Yehuda, Bali Chayv smicha, last night. According to Rashi here, what it means is, Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you have a shutva, Sitaka, don't do smicha. My time, what do I make it carbon to do? Because he doesn't have a miyuchad carbon for himself. So that's one shot what he does with Kol Bali Chayv. He holds Taka when the shutva there is no smicha, and therefore he could use the karbanoi to mayit the yerush. The boy is saying, "Lo'olam islay." He holds that by shutvus you do have smicha for everyone. Use karbanoi for that. So how do you have extra karbanoi to mayit to exclude a yerush? So tomorrow, a carbon of a chavim, a carbon chaver, mechad kornafka. The carbon of a guy, the carbon of a friend, learned to have the same word karbanoi, and therefore, what because they're both other people's carbons. The yaisleicha, the bali chayivrim, smicha. One's extra for bali chayivrim that has smicha, and you have a third karbonoi to teach us not aviv, because that wouldn't be you learned out of karbonoi v'lo chaveiroi v'lo chavim. Because maybe you think aviv, because it's yours, you yerush it. Maybe you should be able to do smicha. Kamash v'lon karbonoi v'lo karbon aviv, and that's Rabbi Yehuda's drasha to teach us that you don't do smicha on a father's carbon. V'rameir. Now, what's pshat Rameir? Rameir holds yerush is meimer. What's pshat in his reasoning? Rameir don't yerush meimer my time. Tais already points out that I could have told you very simple. You know why Rameir holds Yerush has Tamura? Because he doesn't have a miyat on smicha. He doesn't have a miyat on smicha, so there's no way to learn out from, because he doesn't have the miyat of karbanoi for that. But the Tais's answer is that it would have been mistavra to use one of the karbanois for karban aviv, if not for the pasuk of Muhammad Yami. We'll see the drasha. Rameir dama Yerush meimir my taima. Rameir says, how do we know that a Yerush could do Tamura? Amalach, it's a double lashon. Hamir yamir, two lashons yamir. Hamir yamir, the rabbis hayayrish. They teach us even a yayrish does tamura, and then you learn out smicha from there. The yelev soif hektish, which is smicha metchilas hektish from the beginning of tamura. Matchilas hektish yayrish meimer, a yayrish does tamura. Av soif hektish yayrish shemir. Also soif hektish yayrish does smicha, and that's how he knows his halacha that he does smicha. So the Gemara asks, what's Rabbi Yehuda do with the past double lashon hamer yomer? Rabbi Yehuda hai v'hamer yomer my avidle. What do you do? That teaches us that a isha, like we learned in our Mishnah, that a lady could do tamura. The rabbi says a isha. We'll get the time to learn in the brisa. Fisha kol inyan kulo, the whole parasha of tamura ain't ever davar lashon zocha. Shnema lo yachlifenu lo yomer oisai. It says lo yachlifenu. It doesn't say tachlifenu. It says lo yachlifenu. It's lashon zocha. A lashon zocha. The zocha shouldn't do tamura. How do you know isha menayin? How do you know if isha does tamura that she gets malchus and that it works? Tamalayim hamer yomer, a double lashon. The rabbi says to isha to marbe that a isha could do tamura. But Ramei isha menalein. How do you know isha? Ramei isha menalein. Nafgle me ve'im. We learn out from ve'im.